بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله الأمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
The chapter that we started last class was dealing with the foods and the beverages, what's permissible and what's not. So we're focusing on the foods at the moment. The second hadith in this chapter is the hadith of Anas ibn Malik, number 377. And we would like someone to read it for us. The brother there.
Narrated Anas ibn Malik, once we provoked a rabbit at Mar az-Zahran. The people chased it till the people got tired and I caught it. I brought it to Abu Talha, who slaughtered it and then sent its pelvis or thighs to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted the present.
Now this hadith deals with wild animals such as rabbits, and as the companions were traveling, they passed by Marr al-Zahran, which is now known as Wadi Fatima. It's very close to Mecca. And they saw this rabbit, so they ran out after it. But you know, rabbits are very quick and they jump here and there. And they were so tired, they could not cope. Except Anas, because he was young and fit, mashallah. He caught it, brought it to his stepfather, Abu Talha, may Allah be pleased with him, who slaughtered it and gave parts of it to the Prophet alayhi salam. The Prophet accepted and ate it. What's the benefit of studying this hadith? So that we know that eating rabbits is halal. So who, to begin with, doubted this? There are scholars who did not like it. And it was reported that Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, and with his father, did not like or approve eating rabbits. Why? Because he had this conception about them. So the compiler of the book brought this to clarify that there is nothing wrong in eating a rabbit. How do we know? The Prophet ﷺ ate it. And likewise, the rule of thumb is, anything is halal to us until proven otherwise. And this is the rule of thumb that we should use. And this is what they call as al-bara'atul asliyah, the original permissibility. Everything is permissible, everything is halal, everything is tahir, until proven otherwise. Because it's shorter to list the things that are not permissible rather than list the things that are permissible. And if you want to say, what is permissible for me to eat? Your apples, oranges, fruit of all kinds, and you list, life would be over before you finish listing, because everything is halal. Moving on to the following hadith, also to try to learn what is halal and what is not. Hadith number 378. Yes, sir.
Narrated Asma bint Abu Bakr, we slaughtered a horse during the lifetime of Allah's Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and ate it. In another narration, while we were in Medina.
Okay, the following hadith, the brother.
Narrated Jabir ibn Abdullah, Allah's Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade the eating of donkey meat and allowed the eating of horse meat.
Okay, and there is another narration, hadith number 380. Yes, Akhi, here.
In another narration of Muslim, we ate in the time of Khaybar horses and zebra, and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade us from donkeys.
Okay, and we have 381.
Narrated Abdullah ibn Abi Awfa, we were afflicted with severe hunger on the nights of Khaybar. So when it was the day of Khaybar, we caught a lot of donkeys and we slaughtered it. While the cooking pots were boiling with it, the announcer of the Prophet ﷺ said, "Turn the pots over." He might have also said, "Do not eat anything from the donkey's meat."
Okay, and finally, the last hadith, hadith 382, the brother at the end.
Abu Tha'labah reported that Allah's Messenger ﷺ prohibited the eating of meat of donkeys.
Okay, now the issue is two things. The permissibility of eating horses and also zebras, and the impermissibility, the prohibition in eating donkeys. First of all, horses, it's an issue of dispute because there are evidences, but they're not as authentic as what we're studying, stating that it is forbidden to eat horses. And at the beginning of the time, some of the scholars said that these are tools for jihad. So if you kill horses to eat them, this is destroying jihad. But the most authentic opinion is that it is permissible to slaughter and eat horses. Asma bint Abi Bakr, may Allah be pleased with her and with her father, stated that we did this. When? At the time of the Prophet ﷺ, which meant that this is the third type of sunnah, that is approval. If the Prophet ﷺ saw this and knew this, then Allah Azza wa Jal approved it, which means that it is halal. Now, we have two other types of donkeys. We have domestic donkeys, the one that we use for transportation, etc. And we have wild donkeys that you cannot tame. They are wild and living in the wild. For the zebras, it is halal for the Muslims to consume and to eat, providing they hunt them because they're wild. If captured, they have to slaughter them. For domestic donkeys, before the year 7 of Hijrah, before the year of Khaybar, it was permissible for the Muslims to eat. But in the hadiths we've read, when they took Khaybar, they gathered a lot of donkeys. So they were very hungry, they slaughtered and started to cook some of them. The Prophet sent his messenger, alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam, as the pots were boiling with this meat, and told them to dispose of that meat and to turn down or put the pots upside down. And in some narrations, the Prophet ﷺ ordered them to break these pots that they were using. Why was that? There are a number of interpretations by scholars. Some say because the companions took these donkeys out of the booty of the war before it was divided. And we cannot take anything from booty until the imam, the ruler, divides it to the army or thinks otherwise. So by them going ahead and slaughtering it without the permission of the Prophet ﷺ, they were punished by this. And this is called financial punishment. This is found in Islam. If someone does something, for example, if someone evades and escapes zakat, a year and a two trying to cook his record books and do something with them, and we find out it is permissible for the imam to take half of his wealth as a punishment. And punishment by taking money or costing a person to destroy something is part of the Islamic law when needed. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, may Allah be pleased with him and with his father, came to the Prophet ﷺ with a dress that is inappropriate for a Muslim to wear. It resembles the dress of the kuffar. The Prophet ordered him, alayhi salatu wasalam, to burn them. When Abdullah said, shall I wash it, O Prophet of Allah? He said, no, burn them. And the hadith is in Sahih al-Imam Muslim. So this is one interpretation. The other interpretation, which is the most authentic, is that donkeys are najas, are filth. And this is something that the Prophet himself, alayhi salam, declared that these donkeys are najas and they are filthy, they should be avoided. And one would probably say that, okay, there are verses of the Quran that states that everything is halal for a person to eat from unless it is dead meat or blood that was spilled and poured, unless it is this or that. And donkeys are not mentioned. Well, it is very easy to say that this verse is general, and also the sunnah completes and adds and directs certain aspects from the Quran that were not mentioned. Like we spoke in earlier sessions about the prohibition in marrying a woman and her aunt. This is not found in the Quran, but the authentic Sunnah clarifies this and it adds this to us, so we have to take it and believe it. Moving on to the following hadith, hadith number 383. And yes, the brother.
Abdullah ibn Abbas reported, I and Khalid ibn al-Walid went to the house of Maimuna along with Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and there was presented to him a dhab lizard.
A barbecued dhab lizard. So lizard, we know in the houses, this is not similar. This is a dhab. It's a bigger animal with meat and lives only in deserts or mountainous areas. And it has also a scientific name to it. I'm unable to read it. It's Oromastix, something like this. So just as a clarification. Yes, Akhi, go ahead.
There was presented to him the lizard, Oromastix, on stones. Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, stretched his hand towards it, whereupon some of the women who had been in the house of Maimuna said, inform Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam what he intends to eat. I said, do you eat it? It is the lizard. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam refrained from eating. So I asked, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is it forbidden? He said, no, it is not found in the land of my people, and I find myself detesting it. Khalid said, I then chewed it and ate it, while Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam was looking at me.
Okay, now again, everything is permissible unless proven otherwise. Khalid ibn al-Walid, the sword of Allah, may Allah be pleased with him, and Ibn Abbas, Abdullah ibn Abbas, the scholar of Islam, they all went to the house of Maimuna bint al-Harith, the mother of the believers, may Allah be pleased with her. And they were presented with this animal. What is the relationship between Abdullah ibn Abbas and Khalid ibn Walid? This is what we will find after the break, so stay tuned.